Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live today from the Putnam County Golf Course in beautiful Mayapack, New York, at the Mary Ellen's 7th Annual Golf Outing. We're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. My first guest today, speaking of Mayapack, happens to be the Senior Vice President of Mayapack Bank. His name is John Krause. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Talk right in that microphone there so we can hear you now. Now that the party's starting to happen behind us here at the golf club, you're here to support Mary Ellen, I'm assuming?
That's correct, yes. Mary Ellen, her initiatives and all that's going on in Putnam County, being that we're a longtime community bank here in Putnam County. In fact, we'd like to think we're the leading community bank, that it's just important for us to get involved with all that's going on, all the happenings, and obviously this event is one of those things.
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about Mayapack Bank. It sounds like a very community-oriented bank as opposed to some of the big, huge conglomerates that are out there. What makes Mayapack Bank different?
Oh, great question. I'm happy to answer that in as few words as I can. But we've been around here in Putnam County since 1927. And we're part of the Tompkins Financial Corporation family, but Mayapack itself has 14 branches in the Hudson Valley. We're based in Brewster, New York, and our roots have always been in Putnam County. And we just consider Putnam our home, and we've just try to be very connected, very engaged with all that's going on in the Putnam County community, whether we're dealing with businesses, homeowners, consumers. We just feel that we have such an important role to play in the economic vitality of this community, and we take a lot of pride in doing that.
That's wonderful, John. It makes a big difference, I know, to a lot of people to know that they are really being serviced by a bank such as yours that truly is community-oriented and part of their own community in that way. You're here, as you said, to support Mary Ellen as she is fundraising for her campaign. Tell us some of the initiatives that you appreciate that Mary Ellen has spearheaded in the past and she is doing currently that you personally agree with and you would like to talk about.
Well, first of all, just this golf course in itself, the Putnam County Golf Club. I played here for, probably 25, 30 years now, and I've seen the ups and downs, and this is probably the best condition I've ever seen, not just the golf course, but the clubhouse, the catering, just the overall facilities. And this is just such a true asset for Putnam County. And I hope that all of the residents of Putnam County can truly appreciate what they have here. I know Mary Ellen, working through the Putnam County EDC, the IDA, is working on a number of initiatives to try to spearhead and jumpstart bringing in some new economic blood, some new businesses into the county. I also know that she's working very closely with the city of Danbury to try to work on the sewer lines, bringing in the sewer, so that can also spearhead some new economic development, particularly in the eastern part of the county. And being that's where we're headquartered, we would love to see that because we just have so many businesses that bank with us and so many developers that want to see some new projects come online, and we're certainly anxious to finance them and help get them online as well, too.
It's exciting. I'm sure you see a lot of wonderful projects come to fruition and make the community a more wonderful place, being from your vantage point as Senior Vice President of Mayapack Bank.
Well, I can personally say that I've been with the bank now 19 years, and I take so much pleasure and pride driving around Putnam County, and I could point out I've been involved with this project, I helped finance that project, and even years ago when I was involved with the Mayapack Chamber, I was directly involved with the development of the downtown park. So just all these little things that just add up over the years. And the bank itself, with our employees and what we get involved with, I mean, just here in the Hudson Valley, we support, I think the last count was over 250 civic and not-for-profit organizations, either with direct contributions or moreover with direct people power and getting directly involved with the communities themselves.
That's exciting. It really is. And it truly, driving up here today, I said, what a beautiful area to live in. And it must be really a wonderful, vibrant community. It just is gorgeous up here. And I can see why people would want to come up here and then stay and live here and raise their families here. John Krause, thank you so much for joining us today at the golf outing here for Mary Ellen Odell. It's exciting, and we appreciate it. And I know the community appreciates you and all you do for them.
Well, I appreciate the community, and Laura, thanks for having me, and thanks for not asking me about how well I played or badly I played today.
Oh, now, you shouldn't have said that. All right, I'll let you off the hook.
All righty, thank you.
Thank you so much again. For Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting live from the Putnam Golf Club. We'll be right back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative, and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting live from the Putnam Golf Club here in beautiful Mayapack, New York. We're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. I am really excited right now to be talking with somebody for whom this beautiful party out here and fundraiser is all about. Mary Ellen Odell, who is the county executive of Putnam County, two terms now, running for a third, and she's having her seventh annual golf outing here at the Putnam Golf Club. Mary Ellen, hi. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Laura. Thank
you. At your own party.
My own party, right? Nothing like being invited to your own party. But you are here in Putnam County, and you are here in Mahopac. Let's make sure that we get that. Unless you live here in Putnam County, you wouldn't know that. But it is Mahopac.
I have heard that before. And it is, I have to say, driving up here, such an incredibly beautiful place. I don't get over here enough. I really, truly forgot how incredibly gorgeous it is. But beyond that, so two terms you've been the county executive. I know that you were unanimously endorsed by the conservative party here. And I'm sure by many other people, by looks of this wonderful golf outing that you have and the big party we have going on in there. So you're running for a third term. When exactly is the date?
Well, we have a primary in September. We have the general in November, and that's all fine. You know, that's all politics. But I do want to, you know, I think it's important that we talk about Putnam County and its beauty, which you've recognized, and I thank you for that. And I also want to talk about the tornadoes, the three tornadoes,
yes.
Five in the region, three here in Putnam County.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, we are a county of first responders, and I would not be a responsible county executive if I did not give a shout-out to our highway department, facility workers, and our first responders, the EMS, the fire departments, our law enforcement, and all of the not-for-profits, the Knights of Columbus, the Fraternal Order of Police, and everybody that pulled it all together. And that really defines Putnam County, and that's really why I'm going in for the last term.
You actually missed the convention because of those said tornadoes, and it was a big deal. I come from Indiana, which is Tornado Alley, but it's a big deal when it happens here in New York. New Yorkers aren't really that used to it. So you said that you had everybody out, I think it sounds like en masse, to help clear things up and take care of each other like neighbors should and do, and you were there in the thick of it doing so. How's everything going, I guess I should ask?
Everything's well. I mean, you know, you think that tornadoes don't happen here. Certainly not as often as they do in Indiana, but I will tell you, in 1989, my daughter Hope was 6 months old. I lived in Carmel, where I grew up, and there was a tornado that ripped right past the backyard of the condominiums that I was in and created extreme devastation. So this was not our first rodeo.
Right.
These three absolutely were devastating. We had 95% power outage at the time, and we had almost 200 road closures, and we had, thankfully, no loss of life, but we definitely had issues that we had to power down. Not our first time with extreme weather events. We had the double back nor'easters in March, I think it was. So, unfortunately, I would say we're getting very good at managing our weather events.
Absolutely. And I know that you are running on an incredible record of low taxes and being the lowest county in the entire state. I didn't know that until reading about you. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. You know, as Matthew McConaughey says, all right. So Putnam County, we have the lowest county tax bill in all 62 counties in the great state of New York. And I'm very proud to be the president of the New York State Association of Counties. And what we've done by doing what some of our best leaders, Ed Day from Rockland County, has done. We've built in efficiencies. We've consolidated services. We've looked at our books and we've said, you know what, there's a lot of ways we can do better. And Putnam County has definitely, I think, proven ourselves to be a really smart growth economic development county.
Mary Ellen, for your third term, what would you hope that you will be able to accomplish? What can people expect from you as you enter your third term?
I want to continue our message of respecting our veterans. We are going to host the first Medal of Honor parade this year in Putnam County. We are the first Purple Heart County in the great state of New York. We've done a great job, and I think embracing our patriotism and our love for America and democracy, our love for our seniors, many of which are veterans. We want to respect the seniors who are our mentors, our teachers, our caregivers. And we want to continue in that fiscal responsibility that we have embraced in Putnam County. And I want to be part of the succession plan. I want to be there to make sure that whoever are the leaders of tomorrow are the people that recognize that what we've done has been responsible and been effective.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you nothing but the best of luck with that, truly. And thank you so much for talking to us. Good luck. Where can people find you in order to either support you, give you funds, or just learn more about you? Give us your website.
Where can they find me? They can find me on the bike path, the grocery store, the ball fields, the veterans services ceremonies, Eagle Scout ceremonies. I mean, our website, we're online. You can Google me at Mary Ellen, I'm sure, Odell.com. But if you want to find Mary Ellen Odell, just go out there on the street. I'm always out there.
Ubiquitous.
With the people.
And ever present. Wonderful.
Thank you, Laura.
Congratulations.
Thank you
good
so
luck.
Much. Thank you.
Best
Thank you,
luck
Shark.
To you. Yes, Mary Ellen Odell, County Executive of Putnam County, now entering her third race to become continue, as executive for the county of Putnam. Beautiful Putnam County. And we're here at the Putnam Golf Course, where they're having their fundraiser for her. It's a wonderful annual outing. This is number 7. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio. We'll be back with more.
As a kid, I couldn't wait for summer to roll around. I remember every Saturday night, my dad would pile us into the station wagon and take us to a drive-in movie. I still remember the sound the tires made as they rolled over the gravel drive, the flickering light of the projector, and of course, the sound my little brother made as he tried to get me in trouble.
No.
Sometimes it's the small little things in life that you do with the family that count most.
Create your own family memories with the Entergy Screenings Under the Stars at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We're showing the animated favorite Despicable Me 3 on July 6th. Come early to enjoy live music and food trucks. The Entergy Screenings Under the Stars, July 6th at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, with a showing of Despicable Me 3, hosted by Westchester County Parks and Shark Creative. Presented by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Sponsored in part by J.P. McHale Pest Management, Applebee's, Boston Children's Health Physicians, Inspiria Outdoor, and Westchester Talk Radio. Create those family memories that will last a lifetime.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live from the Putnam Golf Course in Mahopac, New York. Yes, I'm saying that correctly. We're being produced by Shark Creative today and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. And again, I'm Laura Smith, and it's really fun to be here today on such a beautiful day. This is actually the 7th annual golf outing. It's for Mary Ellen. She's running Mary Ellen O'Dell. She is running in the race to take a third term as County Executive of Putnam County. But with me to my right now, we have Ed Day. He happens to be the Rockland County Executive. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Laura. It's great to be here. It really is.
Wonderful to have you here as well. You and Mary Ellen go way back, I'm assuming, or how many terms have you been a county executive?
I just got reelected my second term.
Okay.
And Mary Ellen and I go back.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm relatively new to the world of politics. I got my first full-time political paycheck in 2014 when I got elected the first time. But I met Mary Ellen when I first became county executive, and I was really immediately impressed about her directness, her honesty, her integrity, the way she tackled problems. We have a lot of similarities, which is why we get along so well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we face a lot of challenges as county executives. And we have a great consortium of county execs in Lower Hudson Valley. And Mary Ellen is now the NYSAC president. And so she represents all of us very, very directly.
Tell us what that is, NYSAC.
New York State Association for Counties.
Okay.
So she has a voice in Albany, and she carries forward the voices of all of us collectively here in the Lower Hudson Valley, and she's done an admirable job of it. She really has. Says a strong lady, does what has to be done, and I'm proud to be an ally of hers. I really am.
That's wonderful, and I'm sure she feels the same way. You're here today. What are some of your synergies that you have between Rockland County and Putnam County that you also have maybe causes you've spearheaded or accomplishments maybe that Mary Ellen, I know, is really helping to bring the tax rate down for this county? The lowest in the entire state, which is great. What are some of the things you feel that you both sort of are hand-in-hand in?
I think hand-in-hand, with one thing we did, Putnam County was in better shape than Rockland County was when I walked in the door. We had $138 million deficit. We were reeling from 3 years of double-digit tax increases. Our bonds were near junk, and we were the most fiscally stressed county in the state of New York. We were in bad shape, but you know something? The precepts that I moved forward were very similar to what Mary Ellen did. We took a hard look at what government was about. We started calling it an organization, because organizations are alive and vital, and it's critically important that you find fresh ways of doing things. We don't have time here, but we have accountability for our department heads. We have brought in department heads from outside of government, and we've elevated people in government. So people who work for Rockland County understand that you're doing a good job, you'll be recognized, and you'll be rewarded. But understand something, there'll be competition from the outside. We bring people in, and we have brought amazing people in. Right now, Rockland County deficit is zero. As a matter of fact, we are now seeing a surplus of a few million dollars, the last preliminary draft audit I saw for 2017. So we've turned the corner. We're staying under the cap while paying down the sins of the past, as I call them. We are no longer on a fiscally stressed list, and through economic development, a very strong effort there, which Meryl and I do share that strategy. We share a strategy of consolidation. We've done that together. We have $5 billion in ratables more now than we had 3 short years ago. And what I say to people is, we're bringing wealth to Rockland County. When you bring wealth and you don't spend the extra money, you do well. And we're not spending extra money. I use a word that, as a parent, I use very often, the word no. Mm-hmm. And it works wonderfully. And I expect return on investment conversation, cost-benefit analysis. These are things I expect before any project moves forward in county government. So we think a lot of like in many ways. And it's and given the fact that Rockland, Westchester, Putnam, Dutchess, Orange, all these counties have to deal with state mandates, which are onerous beyond belief, it's like a magic show. We're trying to keep taxes down, which Maryland has done an admirable job. We've kept under the cap in Rockland County also. But to keep doing it when there's a course shift done by the state of New York, which is unconscionable in some situations, it's just really very frustrating. You work very hard to save money, and then somebody else spends it. And,
yes.
And that's really something that's very frustrating. But you know something? We're not here to let it throw us. We're here to fix it and do it. And both Marilyn and I are doing that.
I think that's just terrific. And I really love the concept of looking at it instead of government, more like an organization. Yeah. Really, it truly is good business practices that make any county or state or government run well. So well done. Congratulations on winning a second term.
Thank you very much.
And I wish you all the very
Thank
best
and
all
you,
the things that you look forward to.
We're going to keep on going.
How was your golf game today?
Unfortunately, I had a slight injury. I had to get a cortisone shot. So I'm just going to enjoy the dinner.
Good for you. All right, then. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much,
Ed Day, Rockland County Executive. Very nice to meet you. And once again, we are at the beautiful Putnam Golf Club for the 7th annual fundraiser for Mary Ellen, who is running for her third term now, Mary Ellen Odell. And she is the County Executive of Putnam County. Right here in beautiful Mohopac, New York, I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Putnam County Golf Club in Mohopac, New York, for Mary Ellen's 7th annual golf outing. Right now, I am grateful that we are always produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, also Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson and Northeast Environmental. My guest right now happens to be the PGA golf pro here at the Putnam Golf Club, and his name is Jim Woods. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
How was the day?
It was beautiful. We had some great weather out there. We
you
had
sure
about
did.
120 golfers for Ooh. Mary Ellen's event, which was a record since I've been here. I've been the pro for 6 years and
wow.
running her event for the last 4 years, and She has a great turnout, so we had a great day.
Wonderful. 120 golfers. How do you fit all of them on the golf course? Not that I know anything about golf, but that sounds like a lot.
There's plenty of room. We can usually accommodate up to 144 if we have a outing. We do Senator Murphy's outing here as well, and he actually closes the course the whole day and does a morning check and an afternoon, so we can accommodate wow. as large a group as you can.
Wonderful. So I would imagine for people who love what you do,
they would give anything, their eye teeth, to have your job.
Well, yeah, it has its ups and downs like any job, but I get to come to a golf course every day, and that's my office, and I really enjoy it. I've been doing it since I was a young kid. I started at a golf course washing dishes when I was about 12, 14 years old, and looked out the window and said, I want to be outside, and that's never looked back. I've been doing it ever since.
So now, do you, for a golf pro, does that mean you have to play with the people here that go to the club, or you're a teacher? Tell me exactly what a golf pro is.
I wear many hats. I run the golf operation. I have a great staff of 25 people that I manage, and they do a wonderful job making me look really good. I play as much as I can. Time limits are, you know, playing golf is a long game. It's a 4-hour, 5-hour round, and you have to celebrate a little after always with the friends, you know.
Sure.
And then I teach on top of that. I do club repair. I do a lot of marketing and advertising, all the computer work behind the scenes. So it keeps me busy.
Sounds like a full-time operation.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm running full steam from probably March 1st till about the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those are the bookend months, and we have to work when the weather's good, because up north we have to get six whole year's worth of work in 6 months.
That's exactly right. What now, is this the right question? What's your handicap?
I don't have a handicap. I'm a zero or
scratch golfer.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I've had a lot of experience in playing tournaments, and had the opportunity to play in a couple PGA Tour events, and mm-hmm. I've been playing my whole life. So
right.
It's a great thing, you know. It's ups and downs, and you have great rounds, and you have ones that you want to forget, and
mm-hmm.
It's a great sport. As you watch on TV, you'll see everybody doesn't win every week, so it's a fun job, and I have a great time doing it, and I love the people, you know. That's all walks of life come through my door every day, and being at a public facility like this, you see, you know, great players, beginners, and, you know, I do a lot of teaching, so we, you know, and that runs the gamut as well. So
sure.
Starting with people that never touched a club to club champions that are looking to get better. So
that's amazing. Wow. That sounds like a really wonderful job, actually. It sounds like a wonderful thing to do on a daily basis. You're living your passion.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah. Yeah. Not many people can say they love what they do, but I truly do. And, you know, it's a great job, and hopefully have many years to come.
I'm sure you do. Thank you so much, Jim Woods, the PGA, the golf pro here at Putnam Golf Club, on this exciting day, which is to really fundraise for Mary Ellen. It's her 7th annual fundraiser, because she's going to become possibly the county executive for a 3rd time in a row. And we wish her so much good luck with that, the county executive. And also, we thank you, Jim Woods, and everybody here at Putnam Golf Club, because it's a beautiful day for a golf match, a fundraiser, and some really good food and music in here going as well. For Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Putnam Golf Course here for Mary Ellen's 7th annual golf outing. And it's been an exciting day. It's a fundraiser because she is running for her third time as county executive of Putnam County. Well, we're made possible today and produced by Shark Creative. Also by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. I'm Laura Smith, and it's great to be talking with Montgomery Delaney today.
Hello, Laura.
Hello. An attorney in White Plains, also with his own radio show at WVOX in New Rochelle. Thank you so much for being here. Please tell us, why are you here? And I know you have a really incredible background. Tell us about all of it.
Well, I'm here to support probably one of the finest people in local government that we that I've ever met. I ran for the Supreme Court a couple of times, and you know, I'm not a politician. I'm a police officer and a Marine and an attorney, but I did give politics a turn. Ran for twice for the Supreme Court, the New York State Supreme Court. Lost two very close elections.
Okay.
Had a great time doing it. It was an honor to be asked. And during that period of time, I met a lot of people in local politics. And this woman, Mary Ellen O'Dell, is just a completely impressive human being. I got to tell you, for every one person I met in local politics that I thought was in it for the right reasons, I met another one that I wanted to throw up against the wall and frisk. So,
oh my!
this woman is in it for the right reasons, and anybody who goes out and votes for her is casting a vote for themselves and their families, and has somebody that's going to do the job the right way for them.
That's wonderful. I know that she's well known for keeping taxes low. In fact, the lowest county in the entire state of New York. That on its own, if she did nothing else, is incredibly impressive.
Well, it's not that just that she keeps the taxes down. It's she provides services to this county. I mean, you drive around Putnam County, there's no trash. I mean, there are flowers growing. You know, it's well landscaped. The garbage is picked up routinely. I mean, it's a wonderful place to live and work. And it's the best county in the state.
Well, it is very beautiful. And she corrected me today, Mary Ellen O'Dell, as I said, Mayapack instead of Mahopac. She said, I'm obviously not from around here. I said, well, but I could be because it's so beautiful as I was driving up here. It's some place definitely to think about moving to.
Yeah, well, you know, she's doing more with less.
That's,
you know? And she should be commended and she should be reelected.
Well, thank you for that, and good luck to her on that. And thank you for your service as well as a Marine, you said.
You're welcome. I served under President Carter several years in the United States Marine Corps. I was an electronics repair person, but every Marine is a rifleman. I think it's the best thing I've ever done, actually. The Marine Corps was really a wonderful thing to do. It's a wonderful fraternity to be a part of. And
they're wonderful people.
Yeah.
I've never met a Marine I didn't like.
Well, thank you very much,
yes.
And I hope you never do.
Very good. I probably won't. Thank you so much. Montgomery Delaney, attorney in White Plains, when is your radio show on WVOX?
I'm on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month. The show is called It's All Right with Montgomery Delaney, and we broadcast from 10 to 11 a.m., as I said, on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month on WVOX 1460, Vox Populi, Voice of the People.
So exciting. Do you give free legal advice?
I give legal advice. Sometimes people call in and I'll take their number and I'll speak with them off the air because, you know, it's confidential.
Sure.
But I do answer general legal questions. Uh-huh. I do have some of my colleagues come on, some of the finest, you know, attorneys in the 9th District that deal with the criminal law and property law and family law. And I have them come on and speak.
You know everybody, basically.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. And I'm also a songwriter and I bring musicians in.
No kidding.
I've been a performing songwriter for 30 years, so I bring musicians
in. What kind of music do you do?
Well, it's the adult contemporary genre. I don't know if you're familiar with people like Richard Schindel, Martin Sexton.
Sure, of course.
Yeah,
love it.
I've been in that genre for about 30 years.
Do you perform anywhere?
I do perform. I just did a show at the Town Crier up in Beacon a couple
weeks ago. Love the Town Crier.
And I'll be back up there probably in the fall. And I'm going to do something here at the Arts Center in Mahopac. I think in September. So.
How exciting is that? Well, with a name like Montgomery, you know, you and Gentry might be the only ones in the world, and you're both musicians,
yeah,
so it makes sense.
I'm a little upset that he stole my name.
I'm sure you are. Well, great to meet you, Attorney Montgomery Delaney. It's lovely.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.
And I'm sure Mary Ellen O'Dell really appreciates your fine endorsement today.
Anything I can do for her, I would do. And I want to encourage the voters to get out and vote for this woman. She's a fine person and a really, 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 really good administrator who's doing the right thing with your tax dollars. And we can all be proud of her.
That's terrific. Thank you so much. It's been really great pleasure and privilege today to be here for this Mary Ellen O'Dell's 7th annual golf outing, which is a fundraiser for her third term as executive in the county here in Mahopac, Putnam County. It's really truly been a great day. And so we thank you for that. You can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app to hear us and get us on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. And please like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith from the Putnam Golf Club in Mahopac, and it's been a great pleasure.
Shark Creative. Get Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.